Another white guy?
Blog Talk Radio.
He gonna be more E-Rod. Hear about that? Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp, April 7th, 2022. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a tornado here in southeastern Virginia. We're experiencing bad weather. I don't want to check the tornado. Experiencing bad weather, so things get cut off. Power goes out and all that good stuff. Just know I love y'all. And we'll continue to show at a different time. But welcome to the Off Ramp Show for the people, by the people, that everybody's the people. Got to give the people what they want. So me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets, see what happened during your week, during my week. Time is flying by. Ice caps are melting. We're all going to die soon. Mars. Yo, they just found a wormhole. They just figured out how to theoretically move faster than the speed of light. Yo, you sci-fi techs, you nerds, man. Y'all are going to change the world for either the better. Like, it's always the yin and the yang. Nerds either make the world worse or make it better. At least us jocks, we kind of just enjoy life. Nerds destroy it or make it better. Y'all are the real bullies. But welcome to the off-ramp. I did all that. If you want to call in, 929-477-3975. I'm your host, Beach Bum Gun. We're here with DJ C. Siren. DJ C. Siren, DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
Doing good. Hey.
You can say it. What you going to say? You going to act like you don't know how I'm doing?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm talking to everyone. I'm just talking to you. But I said the last time that you talked
about
that.
Don't let me mess. You have your mind. This is your space just as it is mine. You say what the fuck you want. I'm going to crack my jokes regardless. Because if you leave me, you have to fill out a whole lot of paperwork. So I'm just going to enjoy myself, and you should enjoy yours. You can catch us on the internet. I guess we can do all that housekeeping. Shout out to my brother Fat Dude. We got a Twitter page. We got a Facebook page. I don't think we got a Facebook page. I think we got an Instagram page. I'm terrible with it, but I am getting better at it. Posting on there today. Go follow. Should know, right? Go follow as I stall, because whenever you hear podcast people talking slow, it's because they're doing something. Go follow on Twitter at the off ramp underscore pod. That's that on Twitter. So I have to talk slow so I can figure out how to switch my apps to get into Instagram, as I just saw somebody fall. You posted your wife fall. Shout out to my man from Jersey. I'm not even going to say your name. You posted your wife fall in the garage. That's tough. I don't know what the Instagram is.
We'll come back.
Follow us on Instagram. I mean, just look for something that says the off ramp with like 3 followers. That's probably it.
Am I following you? Let me go check.
Probably not. See? My own wife. That's what happens. They'll never love you until you're gone. But welcome to the off-ramp. Let's get this thing started. Hope you poured a drink tonight. We got to get back to our wine Thursdays. I missed the wine review.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't done that in a while. Guess we just started going to hard liquor on Thursdays. But we got to start getting back to buying a new bottle of wine every Thursday so we can pour it and have a review. Probably get two bottles. And, you know, start doing that. So I'm going to make that a note to put it on Wine Thursdays. So, DJC Sign, since it's just me and you, it's pretty early. Blur just joined us. Let me get Blur in here, and then we can continue this conversation. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Great, man. Great. Great as always. Blessed and highly favored, man. Thanks for having me on this beautiful Thursday, man. How's it going, my brother?
Hey, no complaints on this side. Pretty rough weather down here. So if the electricity and all that goes out, you'll understand why. You know, a lot of thunderstorms rolling through the area. But, you know, spring is here. You know how you know the weather's starting to turn and get fucked up? See, I like that. I like the weather where it's like March, April, where you can get a sunny 70 day, but it still drops to about 40 at night because the bugs don't come out. In one day, we had a wasp flying in our house and a big-ass mosquito. So I don't know what's not sealed up or how these bastards snuck in, but now I got to go through the whole house to figure out how bugs get in. Because in the wintertime, you ain't got to worry about that. Welcome to the spring.
So probably just like a door or a window. It's usually something like really basic.
But I got the AC on because, you know, I got allergies. So we don't really like we open up our windows every now and then, but we don't like keep the windows open. So I don't know how they would have got in. But, you know, that ain't nothing for us to discuss about. But I'm just saying, spring is here. Get your bug spray. It's going to be bugs everywhere. There's bees everywhere. Let the bumblebees pollinate. But those wasps, those nasty little fuckers, kill them. They don't need to survive. Not all bees. What is it? Not all bee life matters.
They the niggas of the bug community?
Look, me and DJC Tazare get, have you ever seen the movie You? I want to go off just on a random topic. Because now, if we, let's say we just admit that there's white privilege, right? Everybody got their individual feelings. I don't pretend to know. Everybody has, you know, their own opinions on it. I believe there is such a thing called white privilege. And I believe this movie, You've Got Mail, is the epitome of white privilege. And it's not for the whole racial serious thing. I don't even want to talk about that. At one point in the movie, me and DJC Tyron just got finished watching, so that's why it's fresh in my mind. And this movie is absolutely ludicrous. One other side note, Dave Chappelle showed why he's a genius. He stole this movie. So, but just in general, this man opens a door to a woman who's living by herself in a New York City apartment, and she just walks in.
I know, and the person that he didn't get buzzed in, and the person that actually opened the door just kind of held the door open for him, too.
A black man could never.
He, like, opened the door, like, held it open, like, you belong here.
DJ Shishan loves this movie, but it is an absolutely terrible movie.
It's not terrible.
The man,
it's a great movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Nah, it's a great movie. It's a little repetitive because it's almost the exact same thing as Sleepless in Seattle. It's, you know, 1A and 1B. I mean, tomato, tomato. But I don't think I know the scene you're talking about. Was it like her apartment building or her, like, doing her apartment?
Yeah, it's when she got sick. It's when – So it's after, and the other white, well, not, this isn't in the white premise. It just shows that how could this lady own a bookstore in downtown Manhattan when her property's worth millions and millions of dollars, and she can't figure out this dude who just put her out of business, who's telling her every single thing that she's reading on the internet and giving her clues, ain't the same dude. And then at the end, where he's like, where he gives her the Forrest Gump, oh, I wish it could be you. She still chooses the other nigga she ain't even met. And then they go to the park, and it's the other dude. You ain't going to get mad at this man for stalking you on two different, one on the internet and one in real life? You just going to cry?
Well, he wasn't really stalking,
though. Walk his dog?
He wasn't going to
walk his dog with him? Huh?
He wasn't stalking?
Yes, he was. Bruh,
it might be creepy in today's standards, man, but I can't call that stalkers.
It's not might be. That is creepy to have a woman think she's talking to someone else while you're playing both sides. That's creepy.
I mean,
and you're
that's forced. Creepy. The man, look how long ago, look how far we come with technology, man. Cass was flirting through email.
She's,
not even instant messenger, I don't think. I think it was just email.
No, it was AOL instant messenger. No, yeah, it was email. And they was waiting for that ding to go off. You've got mail. They was waiting. Could you imagine waiting for an email nowadays?
You know what's funny? I remember reading an article. It was mad years ago, and they were like, yo, email. It was somebody talking about she was talking to her kids or this younger people, and they were like, email is for old people. This was like right when instant messenger first started popping off. I think BlackBerry Messenger was popping.
Right.
And they were like, email is for old people. And the person who was writing the article couldn't wrap their head around it. They were like, yo, this is like the newest thing. This is electronic mail. And they was like, nah, you have to wait. Nah, it's all about IM. It's like instant messages back and forth. So I think this was like, I guess before text messaging was like really a thing, and it was really like instant messages. I was like, is email dead already? And this was some years ago, and I was like, damn, I guess so. Email is dead, because who wants to wait for an email to come back?
Look, nowadays people disrespect their email so much. How many unread email messages you got?
Google don't even count. They can't even count. They just got the dots for me.
You just got dots?
Yeah.
How many unread emails you got?
No, a lot. Probably about 800.
I got four.
Bro, you cool. You got four? That's it?
I got four unread emails, and I know what those emails are, and I got to wait for work tomorrow to open them.
Oh, wait.
No, these are all my emails. This is Gmail, Yahoo, Don't Be Dumb, the off-ramp. I got 8 email accounts. I got 4 unread emails.
All my emails are from not real people,
But it is crazy how technology is moving, because I had my niece here past week. I shout out to my niece who played down here and North Carolina last weekend. She came up and got to stay with us and hung out. That's the other thing, man. I need to have her on because I don't want to talk bad about her because she's not here to defend herself. And she knows my sense of humor. But these kids are different. She told me riding the Amtrak train was ghetto. Well, I just couldn't understand.
It kind of is. Like, how far?
An hour.
Oh, well, that's cool for an hour. That's cool.
How is an Amtrak train ghetto at all? I would love to get on a train and ride cross country.
Man, I rode the train.
Hold on, Blair.
People who haven't rode a Greyhound, okay? So I mean, it is. These are privileged people. They don't understand. Sit on the damn
train. But Blur ain't privileged. Blur was breaking up toilets in the backyard.
Obviously he is. Cause
well, yeah, Blur was kind of spoiled. He had the motorcycle bicycles when we were kids. I was hating, yo.
It's not about privilege. I think y'all haven't rode Amtrak in a while. Or needs locked for a long while. Maybe it's different in the upper East Coast area because you got a lot of cities, a lot of stops, and I know you got the fast Amtrak as well to take you from Jersey to New York. I rode that back and forth when I was working in New York. Cool, that's cake. Try riding the Amtrak from Texas to St. Louis over to Philadelphia. I wanted to rip my ears off and poke my eyes out. It is a horrible experience. You talk about the Greyhound, it's basically the same thing.
Well, I don't think
it is.
Yeah, the trip wasn't the problem. It was just a long-ass trip. I mean, riding the Greyhound isn't ghetto to me. Look, I was tripping because I had this conversation. My mom made a post. I was having this conversation because it's always a fight about how different my mother treated my sister versus me. And I have that because she married my dad syndrome. Well, she's married like my stepdad syndrome, so she treated her daughter better than me. Even though I know my mom, that's not true. But that's like how like the older brother feels sometimes. My sister never rode a public bus. She ain't hop on the 404, nothing. And I just,
yo, that's
and I was just like, well, how's that? And I was just like, yo, how'd you get around? Because when we were growing up, Blur, our parents was like, yo, if you want to go somewhere, you got to hop on a bus. It's not like we grew up where DJ C. Siren grew up, where there was no bus. Like, ain't no bus coming down the street unless it's taking you to go to school. And I'm sure DJ C. Siren still had to walk half a kilometer up the street to catch the bus. That's about a half a mile.
You made his son run up and down it.
He didn't run a half a mile.
That was not a half a mile.
Anyway.
From the house to the top of the street.
That's a long street. So I was just at an amazement that she had never. And I was like, well, how'd you get around? Maybe, you know, these kids are different. Maybe she just sat in the house because, you know, I went away to college. She was like, no, mom just took me everywhere. And then I was floored. I was heartbroken. I was like, yo, my mom wouldn't take us nowhere. Unless, like, we begged. And she was like, well, I took you and all your dirty friends. And she was talking about you, Blur. To the skating rink in Cherry Hill. And I was like, yo, that was just like four times. But I just can't imagine these kids never take public transportation. Blur, you got a teenager. Does he take public transportation?
Yeah, well, he did anyway. Yeah, which is funny, though, because I don't know about the embarrassment or whatever, because I thought it was just a normal thing. Hanging out with one of his friends, and I guess I wasn't supposed to say that he was catching the bus to and from school. His friend started cracking up, and then my son had to make shooting all these bail, coming up with these excuses. I'm like, yeah, but so what? What's wrong with catching the bus? Like, it's the quickest way to get around certain places. Now you ain't waiting on nobody. You ain't got to wait for me and your mom to pick you up. You just do your own thing. Like, I'm showing you that I trust you, that you're mature, that you can handle this. But apparently it was like a source of embarrassment or shame that you're buying public transportation. Out here it's called the Metro or the Bi-State or whatever, but yes.
Yeah, I can't wait to put my kid on a public transportation bus. Oh, you want to go to the mall? Yeah, here go the bus schedule. Charge your phone because you won't be waiting a while. That's where you get to listen to all your music. That's where if you ain't got something to do, you sit down, you listen to your music. You look out the window, you see the city go by. I get you a nice little shank just in case something pop off. And you learn to ride.
Well, now
the
kids can listen to their music anywhere, I guess. Like, I put my son through a little bit of training. Like, I rode the bus with him the first couple times. Like, the first time he was just like, when he was little, he was excited. Like, ooh, buses. So we rode the bus, showed him how to, like, press the button or pull the string to get off and everything. Then when he was a teenager, started riding on his own. I was like, all right, so I rode with him a couple times. Did a little practice thing, showed him little tricks, how cats would just be standing by the door, snatch your phone, and run off. Told him about the whole little thing. Like, I mean, when you have to stop, keep your phone away. Don't be out texting. Like, put your podcast, your music on, but leave your phone in your pocket. All that. Keep your head on a swivel. I mean, gave him all the little tricks to the trade. Then he was on his way. Like, I even had to do a couple things. Like, back in the day, I remember going to meet my girl. Like, if we were going to the mall, like, I'm going to get on this bus at this time at 2:05. That means you got to get on to get the same bus, you got to get on it at 2:45. That's your stop. Like, having to plan stuff out like that, That was like life skills that we had to develop. Like, this is like navigational stuff. They ain't got to do that now.
Yeah, I don't know how these kids think public transportation is so bad. DJ, do you have a thing? You don't have anything about public transportation, even though you didn't have to take it. But did you have to take, like, when you was in college?
Yeah. I went to the mall on the weekend.
Speak up a little?
Yeah, we went to the mall on the weekend.
Yeah, so that was like your first time like on a public bus? Well, no, you stayed in Chicago a couple times, right? Yeah, NAACP meets. DJ Shisai is the only person I know who was there for the struggle.
I really can't remember. I mean, just not regularly, but yeah, I mean, we took the Amtrak to Chicago.
Yeah, I just don't understand how these kids. I don't understand what the whole thing about public transportation is. I think kids should learn how to. I think kids should have an understanding how to get around where they live by themselves by the time they're at least 14. Look, me and DJ C-Sound just watching these Chinese people send their 2-year-olds a mile up the street to get stuff. Yo, Chinese people don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
Not too.
I'm sorry. I'm just joking. I love Yago beef. Wago beef. Is that Japanese?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
What you? And I think the Chinese girl on the Maisel show is good looking. She could be Japanese. Is she Chinese or Japanese?
She's Chinese.
Okay. But, we just watched the show with these Japanese people. You sure they weren't Koreans?
Japanese.
How do you know? It wasn't in English.
It said it's Japanese. Oh,
that was in English? Oh. Is the word Japanese English? So what do Japanese people call themselves? Oh, we can get into a good discussion here.
What's the
arrow? Oh, New York, my man, you in the building. New York, what's happening, my brother?
What's good? That was crazy what you just said right there, though.
Like, what do Japanese people call themselves? Because they don't say the word Japanese, right?
Why not? They're from Japan. Why wouldn't they say Japanese?
No, it's the airline.
Oh, snap. Did we name them Japan or they call themselves Japan? How do they say Japan in Japanese?
I
don't know any Japanese people.
I'm trying to think from my memory. I'm just saying. It's
have we been saying the word Japan wrong the whole time?
We say it in English.
Certain names are just like names. Isn't it still Japan just with like a Japanese accent? Like I remember in the old Bruce Lee movie, they had the sign, no cats, no dogs, no Japanese. Like that was in the Bruce Lee movie. And that was like the big thing, Chinese versus Japanese. So they were calling each other Japanese back then.
But was that the Western influence? I guess because if a name is proper, then there is no English or other connotation to it, right? So, like, we may say it's Japan because we just look at it and spell it Japan, but where do Japanese people say they're from? Do they say Japan or they say something else? And why don't we call it something else? Because
I'm almost certain they say Japan. They call it Japan. That's why we say Japan. I don't think we just named them Japan.
Yes, that's why I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
It's Nippon.
So how come we don't call it Nippon?
Because NLTPO means Japanese. That's the Japanese airline, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So they're not Japanese. They're Nippon-ese.
They don't say it like that. They don't do it like that. And, I mean, it's like saying, I mean, you can do that in English.
I mean, like Brazil, right? We call it Brazil, but, you know, they just add like a little soft festival on it. Brazil. But it's still Brazil. It's just an accent. But do they call it Japan? Like China. Do they call it China? Do they say...
Yes, that's what it's named. The People's Republic of China. That's what they call it.
That's interesting. Because none of the words I ever see him write, that be in the tattoo artist, I've never seen the word chakra.
But it's just the pronunciation. Like, that. So it's Nihon or Pecan. So, I don't know.
Like, do they say they're from Japan just to satisfy American,
if you know English.
Western? But what do they say in Japanese?
You say...
This has gotten to be a terrible discussion, but...
I'm going to pull up some anime and see what they say. I'm going to listen to some anime without with the subtitles, because I usually watch it in dubs. I'm going to listen to it in subtitles and see what they say.
Yeah, let me know. Because, like, if you're from Canada...
It's Nihon or Nippon. Nippon. You can say it. They have an equivalent in English, but that's not in Japanese. They say Hayakajakan, but that is saying it in the English way with an accent, basically. But it's Nippon. Nippon is Japan in Japanese.
Interesting. Okay, so we covered absolutely nothing. But...
Like,
so, yeah, what else I want to talk about? You Got Mail. New York, you ever seen that movie, You Got Mail? You from New York, yo. Is that how you grew up?
I remember hearing about that movie, but I never saw it. When did that come out? I was probably
like
a young boy when that came out.
1996.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I ain't see that. I got to watch that.
It's funny, but it's very, very white. Except for Dave Chappelle, who steals the show. Like, Dave Chappelle stole the show in that movie and Robin Hood Men in Tights. Like, he wasn't, and what I mean stole the show is that he wasn't a star. I wouldn't even consider him a co-star.
He was in, like, four scenes.
Right. But they're all, like, they're all hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, even when he said, what does he say to her? He said, hey, do you like the bookstore lady? And he's like, I mean, she all right. He's like, well, it's the bookstore.
Yeah,
do you
like, well, she kind of has the coloring of that Kelly chicken, or man, Kelly. He's like, okay, that's fine. She's like, well, why are you telling me about her? Because of her.
And, like, his facial expression is just great. And it's the same thing with the Robin Men in Tights movie. Like, he's not a... I wouldn't even consider a co-star in that movie. He's probably like fifth billing.
He can't be a co-star in no middle. But I can't. You really think he's still in the show? He's in it for like 5 minutes total. You think that's still in the show?
Which one?
Either one. Like, You Got Mail. I mean, it's a great movie, but yeah. I can't say Dave Chappelle's still the show. He's funny, but...
Yeah. Look, watch it again. He's hilarious in every single scene. Like, every single scene, it's hilarious. Even to the point where Tom Hanks almost fell off the treadmill. It is great. It's one of those things where you make an impact. Like, I mean, I didn't know Dave Chappelle back then. I didn't think he'd be a star. I mean, I didn't even watch this movie back then. DJ Susana made me watch it, like, 5 years ago. But... it's one of those things where I could see somebody looking at that movie and like, oh, yeah, this kid's got it. He's just got a great presence about him. Even in the Robin Hood Men in Tights movie. You just look at him, have the conversation about crossing the riverbank. It's just amazing. He got the famous line, ooh, white man can't jump, but just watch the other scenes. I think Dave steals him. But, you know, it's just my thing.
They talked about it in his –
Go ahead.
But I was saying, they talk about it in his whenever he was getting honored at the Kennedy Center or whatever in New York, they gave him some type of award. Everybody was there talking about him. Like, one of the chicks talking about it, like, yo, you knew he was going to make it. And, like, he was, like, 17 years old talking about he's going to be a star, and everybody knew it. And it's, like, 2 weeks later, he was in Robin Hood Men in Tights, and you just knew he had it. Like, from the very beginning. They talk about Dave Chappelle, like, I can't remember some comedian talking about. It's only like a handful of comedians like who are good right out the gate. And I think it was the only two I can remember off the top of my head. He said was Dave Chappelle and Eddie Murphy, like from kids, like teenagers, were just like still in the show and like you knew they were going to be comedy gods from the very beginning. Well, okay. they knew he had it.
Okay. I believe it, because just if you go back and watch those movies and focus on Dave, you'd be like, he had it back then. We just didn't know. I think that's all I got about You Got Mail. It's a terrible movie. Like, it's a funny movie. I get the whole rom-com thing. But she's so, like, she doesn't deserve to fall in love. She doesn't.
Wait, what does that mean? She doesn't deserve to fall in love? Like, what does that mean?
Yo, she fell in love with a dude over the internet and then fell in love with another dude who was right in front of her all while she was dating another dude and who she thought she liked, but she really loved him until she met the dude on the internet. She's a floozy. To be honest, she don't know what she wants.
You calling somebody a floozy is crazy. But it'd be like this, you'd be happy. You'd be happy and content in your current situation until somebody show you something better. And you'd be like, oh, wait, I thought I was happy. But then I realized, nah, I was just content. There's a difference. There's a difference for being happy and being content. She was content. My man came around and showed her some happiness.
But she was two different people. And she didn't choose him. She chose a dude from the internet.
Same person.
Which was creepy. Like, this is what's going on in these men. New York. Is that what happens in the New York streets, yo? Y'all be pretending to be. Y'all be. Yo, that was that the first fish?
Yes.
Catfish.
No, because he didn't lie about who he was. She just didn't know.
She was too stupid to get the clues.
He figured out who she was before she could figure out who he was.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it. Even though I did see it was on TV the other day, and I kept scrolling. I was like, I'm going to have to come back and catch up on that one day. Did they have screen names, or did they, like, give different aliases? I can't remember how they addressed that.
Yes, Shop Girl and NY152. That was
their
screen name.
Okay, so, yeah, that's not catfishing then. No. Catfish is only if you pretend to be somebody else.
Terrible movie. New York, if you watch it, please let me get your review, yo. Will Smith checks into rehab. Do we care?
Is that a real article? Because everyone who's saying this article was from.
Is it fake?
A questionable source.
Ballsack Sports.
Yep.
It just wasn't from any major news outlet. So I was wondering how legit is this?
Oh, okay. I didn't look at it too deep.
I'm just wondering. And what is it rehab for?
Stress.
Oh.
They got rehab for stress?
I guess, Mental awareness, Shout out to all you mentally.
Stop it.
The fact he checked you before you get started is hilarious.
She don't want me to offend people, but I try not to offend people. I try not to offend people. Shout out to all you mentally health folks out there. Maybe he just got to check in for his mental health. Stress is mental health, right?
Yeah.
Everything's mental health.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not going to go on my mental health. Okay, I promise. I'm staying away. I don't want you or my brother getting mad at me no more.
Well, speaking of Will Smith, though, I think he's still on his bitch move tour, man. I think I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to get ahead of the backlash, like by saying withdrawing from the Academy, which doesn't really mean anything. He's just trying to get ahead of the backlash. Like, I actually saw some article who said he was out of the country. I'm like, oh, now he's trying to dodge the smoke. Nah, man, you made your decision. You stand in it now. Just stand in it. Now, I like what he said. He's like, yo, whatever his apology was, he said, I'll accept whatever disciplinary actions the Academy comes down when he's not going to protest him, which is cool. I guess that's him standing in it. But if you're going to do what you did, then I think you got to just stand him like, yo, and take whatever comes back from it, because that's what I think you're saying when you do that. You're like, yo, I don't care about the consequences. I got to do what I got to do. Then don't try to dodge the consequences now, which I feel like he was trying to do, because I actually saw the article like, yo, he's out of the country. If you don't leave the country, now stay here and take all these jokes, take all this talking and this backlash, and you just got to deal with it.
I mean, I don't care about him leaving the country because he's rich. I mean, I might have had a trip to the Maldives. There's a whole bunch of Russian billionaires trying to hide their money, you know, out there in the Maldives, because, you know, that's where they're putting their money at. So you might want to get out of the country just because he's rich. I just don't understand how you go from keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth to I'm sorry I shouldn't have acted that way. Like, I'm
because he know he was wrong.
Like, huh?
Because he know he was wrong.
But I thought you just said he got to stand it. Like, I don't, like, why does he think he's wrong?
No, I think he realized he's wrong, but, hey, if you make a mistake, you still got to stand in here and deal with the consequences. Don't run from the consequences. And that moment, I felt like he was like, yo, I got to do what I got to do. And now, in hindsight, you're like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have did that. But you did it. So now take what comes with it. You did the crime, do the time.
Yeah, I mean, that could always be true. I just don't understand why he thinks he's wrong. Like, I don't understand why you take that stance of, yo, I'm going to walk up on this stage in front of millions of people and slap the shit out of you, and you ever think you were wrong. Like, at that point, you just got to die with a lie. He should have kept his name out, my wife's name out his mouth. Like, you just got to keep saying that until people leave you alone.
I think once you realize you did something wrong, you can't double down on it. I mean, you can, but I think it's a bad look. Like, it's the same thing with T.I. You heard what happened with T.I., right? Same situation, kind of. I mean, he ain't slapped nobody.
With T.I.?
Yeah.
What was it, when he was raping chicks? Not raping, but when they were having the orgies?
So, yeah, T.I., you know, he's doing his comedy thing. He was at a comedy show. He did his little set. Then the headliner was performing. They got into a little back and forth. And there's back and forth. He was cracking on her. She was cracking on him. And then she brought up the allegations. They're like, we doing all this talking. Let's talk about the rape allegations. He went off. You know, don't bring that shit up. Wasn't no case. Ain't no case because ain't nobody doing nothing wrong and all this other stuff. And then he actually went on stage and took the mic from her. Like, this was a female comedian. And he apologized the next day, which I think was today. He apologized and said he was wrong. Like, once you realize you did something wrong, like, because at that moment, she was like, yo, we cool, man. We were just joking back and forth. And he was like, nah. Every time you bring it up, I'm going to check you, and I'm going to check everybody else. Like, he was standing in it. Like, I'm going to interrupt your show. I'm going to take the mic. I ain't going to let you just keep talking about me and my family and this bullshit allegations. We're going to clear this up right now. And the next day, he apologized. Yo, I shouldn't have did that. And he apologized because I heard some other comedians who was like, yo, we had to talk to him. Like, yo, if you're trying to get in this comedy game, you can't try to silence other comedians. You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, T.I.'s a comedian now because he realized there was no money in podcasting. Said he felt like it was a job. But see, I don't think that's the same because they were going back and forth. Will Smith never said nothing about Chris Rock. Chris Rock wanted him. So, Will went back. But, I mean, you could be right. Will could honestly think he did something wrong. And, I mean, I think Will's 90% wrong. I think I even dropped it down a little bit more to only 85% wrong. Stand firm and, yo, don't invite the smoke if you can't take it.
I'm saying the fact that, like, T.I. initially thought what he was doing right. He didn't think he was doing nothing wrong. Some people talked to him. He calmed down. He thought about it. He's like, yo, that was wrong. Now, he definitely could have stood in there and be like, yo, I think what I did was right. All this BS everybody's trying to put on my, me and my family. Look, the cops ain't do nothing. The court ain't do nothing. Everybody recanted their story because it is nothing. So I got to make sure every time somebody bring this up, I got to make sure they tell the whole story and say, this ain't going nowhere because there wasn't nothing to talk about. Like, he could have easily stood in there like, yo, I'm going to double down and keep doing this. But he's like, nah, y'all right. I was wrong.
No, I mean, I get it if you believe you did something wrong, and that's what we don't know if Will Smith believes if what he did was wrong or not. Like, I can firmly see an example where Will Smith doesn't believe he was wrong. But just because of the backlash, he has to try to save face. But he could firmly believe, nah, I felt like I had to check Chris Rock. He got all that mouth. And now Chris going to be real careful what he say about me if I'm in the building.
I think he got more of a license now.
Unless you want to get socked. You better just hope he just has security. I just hope Chris keeps security with him.
Nah, I think he know Will Smith ain't going to press his luck again. Like, all right, you got away with it this time. People were surprised. The cops asked me what I wanted to do. Like, you could be locked up. You ain't going to get away with slapping somebody in public and not get locked up again. You ain't gonna get away with that too many times.
Next time ain't gonna be a slap. Next time it's gonna be body shots. Next time somebody got to die.
See, when I said that, I was a bad guy. When I said that last week, I was a bad guy.
Oh, all of them are bad guys. I mean, like I said, I think Chris Rock deserved to get slapped. Maybe not by Will Smith, but by somebody like, you know. Stop letting these white people call you nigga in public. And you saying it, okay. Like, these kind of things have a way of balancing themselves out.
Nah, I'm with you on that.
But maybe Chris deserved it. It's one of those things. Will was wrong for doing it, but maybe it helps knock some sense into Chris.
Nah. Now he's sympathetic and people gonna forget about the letting white people call you niggas, like, nah. That's why it shouldn't have been Will. It should have been Jerry Seinfeld. That's what should have been Tom Hanks, the white Will Smith. It should have been the white Will Smith, Tom Hanks. He should have did it.
Tom Hanks, where is he at on your greatest ever acting list? New York, New York, go. Do you know who Tom Hanks is in New York, New York?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I can't even remember the last movie he played in. Like, for real, I don't know. I'm all over the place. Was it Green Mile? I don't know. I don't really don't know what movie he played in. But he definitely anybody a better actor than Ben Affleck. I'll tell you that.
You just go to see now. Ben Affleck got up and wanted to sock you, man. How you just gonna put Ben Affleck? How you just gonna throw Ben Affleck under the bus, yo? He Batman.
Yo, this is regular for New York, New York, yo. He do not like Ben Affleck, man.
No, he was horrible. He's a horrible actor, yo.
It's because he smashed J-Lo, ain't it?
Smashing, currently.
Oh, they're still together? I thought they'd have broke up by now. But yeah, he definitely gave her that pound cake.
And she spun the block. She came back to him. So, yeah.
Man, we got to talk about how all these minority men be letting all these great minority women go. Like, Drake and Common fought over Venus and lost to a white dude. J-Lo went from Bad Boy to A-Rod to Ben. Spider-Man's girl just never even tried black people, which I kind of get if you got Spider-Man, then, you know, it's tough to go somewhere else. But we be messing things up. Paula Patton, Robin Thicke. Yo, did y'all see the Paula Patton chicken thing?
That's so bad. That's just so bad, man. Yeah. I don't even cook it. I thought that was bad.
There were some things that I don't understand was a big deal. New York, New York, did you see the viral video of the lovely, the one of us, she seems like such a sweetheart. Like, she seems like her vibe. I hope people don't fuck her up. But her vibe, I don't know why Robin Thicke messed up that beautiful black woman. But New York, did you see the viral video of Paula Patton cooking fried chicken?
Yeah, I seen it.
So, Blur, I'm going to come to you since we've all seen it, and DJ C-Sire is going to come back up in a minute. She's making a drink. Blur, but did you have a problem with the way she cooked fried chicken?
Yeah. Keep it sweet and short, yeah. There wasn't no seasoning on it, man. That was my only thing. People talking about the cleaning of the chicken, and I think the pan she was cooking it in, I just think she needed to season it. I think she said it in the video, you season it later or something like that. You don't season the chicken after it's cooked. I guess you can, but you got to season that beforehand, too. There's this place in Grambling, and I swear if you eat there, you're going to have a heart attack because they put way too much seasoning on it, and that's because they season it before and after they fry it, and it's just way too much. But, yeah, man, you got to season at least before. I'd rather you season it before and after or as opposed to just after you fried it because season ain't going to hold on then.
Well, have you ever eaten chicken that was seasoning after it was while it was frying? How do you know the seasoning won't stay on then?
Because ain't the frying on like wash it away?
Well, it's soaking in it. Nothing washes away. There's no drainage.
Oh, man. I need my chicken seasoned beforehand.
Okay.
But underneath the skin, underneath the crust of the chicken, man.
New York, did you have a problem with the way she was frying chicken? Paul Patton's so gorgeous, man. We can't let our black queens get ruined like that.
I sure did. I said the same thing to Mrs. Blair. You got to put seasoning on it before you fry. See, I love seasoning before, seasoning after. Like, y'all mean, even if you don't do the seasoning after, just put it on before. Before, it got to marinate in the season. It got to marinate in it, and then you fry it. Like, nah, you can't put seasoning after. Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. What are you doing? I bet you Gordon Ramsay would have a problem with that.
I will say this. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure Gordon Ramsay would have a problem. I've seen him fry chicken before, too. I'm pretty sure it wasn't like that. She said she got the recipe from her grandmother. Her mom is white. Her dad is black. Had a great conversation with her dad. Me and her dad chopped it up for like an hour and a half, 2 hours one day a couple years ago.
Oh,
so we don't know which grand. Yeah, yeah. This was like right after the whole Robin Thicke thing, too. So, yeah, he was telling me he never liked Robin Thicke, apparently. Never liked him. Funny. But it could have been her black grandmom or it could have been her white grandmom. We don't know which one. It looked like it might have came from the white grandma.
DJ, she's sorry. Did you have a problem with the way Paul Patton cooked the chicken?
Nope.
She's
my
such a feminist.
Is, number one, and this one's like, I don't like black people. Number one, y'all don't fry chicken. Y'all don't fucking fry chicken. I don't fry chicken. I mean,
I don't.
Yes, I know there's a lot of people put their seasoning in the flour. I know. I've seen people do this. But do y'all know it's not seasoned if you put it while it's frying? I mean, I know there's a science to cooking, and I understand there's better ways to do things. I mean, when I cook my eggs, I put water in there to make it fluffier.
Yeah, that shit was weird, yo. When CJ, she's trying to put water in her scrambled eggs, I said, oh, this ain't going
to
work.
There's a science to it. We used to put milk before it was water, but I listened to a chef, and I changed it to water, and we don't always have milk. So what I'm saying is, my point is, do we know that this alternative way, I'm going to say alternative way, is trash? Nope. Why? Because nobody grandma would do it that way. I'm not saying it's not because it's not better, but is it trash? We don't know because we have not tasted it. And if you
well, the chicken looked at pasty, so I haven't tried it, but it didn't look, it didn't pass the eye test.
It looked like it was cooked. I mean, it looked like chicken. I don't know. I mean, I don't eat a lot of fried chicken. But anyway, I've had a lot of fried
chicken. Yeah, DJ, she's tired, don't like bones. I know one bone she likes.
Anyway, so I think it's a little too much. I mean, let her fry the chicken. Now, I mean, we can argue if it didn't look done, but I think people were really overblowing that. The chicken looked done. It did not look pink. It looked like the meat was cooked. So that I thought was ridiculous. And so I said, let that woman, I think the chicken might be okay.
The only thing I said was what everybody else said. I didn't have a problem with the way she was cleaning the chicken. Look, black people, let's have an honest conversation. If you're frying something at 425 degrees, you don't have to fucking clean it. It's going to die. The dishwasher, even if you drop it on the floor and throw it in the fryer, it's still going to die. I hate to tell you, when they wash your dishes at restaurants, your dishwasher in your house isn't as hot as fucking hot grease. And you eat off plates and forks. Can we stop being fucking idiots about this? I understand the premise of washing the stuff off briefly just to get a nice, clean, dry slate. I'm cool with that. But let's not act like KFC drive-through people clean their chicken before they fry. That shit comes out the bag and then the fry. I've worked at restaurants. I hate to tell y'all, that fried chicken that y'all get comes out the bag and then the fryer. They don't clean. And you're not really cleaning it. You're just rinsing it off with water. I hate to tell y'all, when you use cold water, it doesn't kill all of the bacteria anyway. That's why when you wash dishes, it's hot, because heat kills bacteria. So when you use cold water to clean off chicken, you're not doing shit. Just want y'all to know. So we shouldn't criticize her for that, because in all honesty, unless her grease fire or grease temperature was too low, whatever was on that chicken was going to get cooked anyway. You know what I mean? There wasn't anything that's going to survive. COVID wouldn't survive being a piece of fried chicken. Hold on. Then we get to the whole seasoning thing. I was a little weird because I've seen people cook hamburgers on each side. I've never seen someone fry chicken on one each side. It's usually submerged in grease. You can tell when the chicken's done because it comes to the top, and that's how you know it's fried all the way through. I've never heard someone say, I don't want to submerge all my chicken, and they flip it on the other side. That was a little weird to me. Because if it's the chicken wing, you kind of want the whole wing submerged so it can cook all the way through evenly, because it's not flat. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, that's why people press bacon down, because some parts don't get cooked all the way because it curls up. I've never seen somebody cook a chicken wing halfway. A chicken patty, cool, turkey patty, a hamburger. Hamburger patty, yes.
Flip it over.
Hamburger, absolutely. Absolutely, but most people like the middle of the hamburger a little bit uncooked. Nobody likes their chicken wing in the middle uncooked. So I thought that was a little weird. Now, let's get to the seasoning after. I thought that shit was weird. Not going to lie, I fried chicken. My mom got famous fried chicken. I thought that shit was weird. But I didn't think it was anything to make her feel bad about. Y'all had this woman respond while she was in Mexico with a gold chain of her son's name, which I thought was even weirder. Why are you wearing your son's name around your neck? That's weird to me. I'm not wearing my son's name around my neck. He can get a chain with his own name around his own neck. I'm not wearing my son's name around his neck. Unless I'm just, like, holding his chain for him while he's, like, running around. Okay, anyway. But when she put the seasoning outside the grease, I was a little disturbed.
It was on the chicken while I was cooking. I was
a little weirded out by it. But again, I've worked in kitchens. It's a reason why they use old grease. It keeps the seasoning.
That was fresh.
So maybe the first batch isn't good. So maybe where she messed up was her grandmama used that extra seasoning on top just for the fresh, but she used the old grease, because I'm pretty sure her mama ain't using no avocado oil or her grandma oil
yeah.
or not her grandma. Well, or I'm sure her grandma did not use avocado oil for her recipe.
No.
I'm pretty sure that shit was old bacon Crisco grease.
Crisco.
Which keeps the seasoning in it, which probably why she just saw her grandma sprinkle some salt on top of it, because the grease already had the seasoning. I thought this out way too deeply, but that was my explanation. Because I love Paula Patton, and I'm mad at what that white devil did to my black queen.
Do not talk about Robin Dick like that.
I know you support the white man because you're Anglo-Saxon.
I am black.
But that white devil ruined that black queen. I love my black queen. Bring Paula home. Blur, give me her number. I will be her therapist. And not the creepy Robin Thicke kind.
I don't know, man. I mean, look, I actually do still have.
All right, DJ C. Siren, go ahead and blur.
I was going to say, black people always want to scare people away from the race. Be happy she's frying chicken and she's
eating
and stuff like that. She could easily be.
And she'd be happy.
Yeah, and she could easily, you know, claim a Tiger Woods and not claim, you know, her black daddy and be white. But she's not. And now y'all want to talk about her cooking. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Totally.
Uh-huh. People hate happy people. They hate us. All of us happy black people. They swear we should all be wade in the water. No, I'm happy, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
What was you going to say, boy?
You can wade in the water.
I don't think nobody wants her to not be happy. And I don't think no one's trying to shame her. But when you do something so out of the norm, then, yeah, especially when you do it on social media. We talk about what you do when you start doing things just for putting them on social media. Like, I don't know how many followers you got, but, hey, you do something out of the norm, even if everybody just says, yo, hey, yo, that's a little odd, then she might feel a certain way. She got a million people saying, yo, that's a little odd. Like, she ain't feel bad. It didn't look like she feel bad when I heard her say, like, yo, that's my grandmother's recipe. I did clean it, but, you know, for the videos, got shortened down or whatever. Oh, yeah, she all right. That said, I don't know. Look, I've never met Paula Patton. I've had a great conversation with her dad. I've talked to her brother for like 10 minutes. I'm going to say I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that she ended up with Robin Thicke. I'll just say
oh,
that.
Oh, man. She don't like the blackies?
He's talented. Who don't like Robin Thicke? I like Robin Thicke.
She don't like the blackies? She do seem a little cheery. Like, when you black, you got some struggles.
Black, black.
Even
well,
Rihanna. Her dad, she grew up kind of privileged. Let's just say privileged. Her dad had his own law firm that was pretty big. Her brother became a partner in the law firm, so they grew up with money.
Is that the black side or the white side?
The black side.
Oh, the dad's a black lawyer? I don't know nothing about her. I just love her energy. And
yeah,
her
he's
beauty.
A well, I'm, he's not a lawyer. He's still, I mean, once you're a lawyer, you're still a lawyer. He's not practicing, but yeah, he's a pretty big-time lawyer, was a pretty big-time lawyer. Like, yo, we chopped it up for a minute, man, and he's on my house. His son didn't really fuck with him no more, and that had a rift in the family.
Oh, family drama. Never mind. Don't give him my number. I'm happy. All right, well, shout out to Paul Pavitt. I hope you find yourself a nice, upstanding black man, not like Clarence Thomas. So are we it's all over the night. I'm never going to be some of the mayor. I was talking about so congratulations to Kenjada Bootman.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on, bro. Come on. You ain't even attempt to act like you were going to try. Come on.
You can't read that.
I forgot her name.
It's called phonics.
Oh, man. Feminist. I forgot her name. And I didn't write it down. I had it earlier. Shout out to our new Black Supreme Court Justice. Because I was talking about because I thought this was the second black Supreme Court justice we ever elected. But this is, in fact, the third. And then because I forgot about Thurgood Marshall. Just because Kentaji Brown. What did I say?
Kentaji.
Kentaji, man. It's a T.
You said, I don't know what you said.
There's somebody.
Yeah, you said something.
Oh,
there?
Now I know who y'all talking about. Oh, yeah, that David Butcher did. I was like, oh, I was like, what's going on? Who is this? I know who y'all talking about now.
Congratulations. Yeah. Supreme Court judge. You're one step lower than God in America. But I thought this was our second, but I forgot about Thurgood Marshall. So do we count her as like the second one?
Yes.
Because we don't really count Clarence Thomas, right?
We do not.
Yes, we do count Clarence Thomas, man.
Do we? Mm-mm. We can't judge nobody's blackness no more, right?
Wait. How are you just going to say we got to accept Paula Patton, but this, hey, we don't count Clarence Thomas?
Look, cause Paula came home, yo.
Yo, at least Robin Pick wasn't trying to be with the insurgents on January 6th.
Yes, she was. He was out there twerking with Mary Miley Cyrus. She's an insurgent.
I said on January
6th. Oh, that's what Clarence Thomas was? Oh, his wife?
His wife.
Yeah.
We've got to be over for Clarence, right? Biden got to be able to elect another. Now I feel like I wish I would have stayed in on my track to be. I could have been a judge, and I could have been right, because it seems like it's right now Biden going to get to elect another one, because I can't imagine Clarence Thomas is going to be staying on the court. So I think Biden's going to get a chance to elect another Supreme Court justice, and I would only assume he's got to do a black man.
See, I thought it would have to be a Spanish person until I was reminded by M. Extra Money that we have a Spanish judge, Sotomayor.
Oh, my God, you're in his van, boy. And she was just elected not too long ago.
Why is she not a mayor with the name Sorta Mayor?
That's not the name either. Not even close.
She completely missed her caller. And I forgot, because if you look at her, she looked white.
Yeah.
But, again, from somebody who understand how Spanish folks happen. Like, you got white people, you got black people in these Spanish speaking countries, you know, deals with the slave trade. But I was like, oh man, I forgot about Sotomayor. So I was like, okay, but Clarence Thomas ain't going nowhere. You know, he ain't do nothing. His wife is the nut job, not him. And we all seen it can just be the crazy wife. We all saw what Jada did. I guess that's more of a reason to get Clarence out of there, because of what Jada did to Will.
What did she do?
She made Will go crazy.
She looked mad.
She put that magical boogie on. Just like Erykah Badu made everybody turn Hindu. That mythical box.
Stop blaming on women. It has nothing to do with women.
Look, Eve fucked up, and look, sometimes y'all women just got to take y'all blame. It's not all men's fault either. This is a perfect time to assess blame.
You're a grown adult.
Russia versus Ukraine? Hear me out. Hear me. Russia versus Ukraine, all men fault. Men fault. Will Smith, woman fault. We can make these judgments. It's okay.
You're a grown-ass person. You have to take responsibility.
Andre 3000 playing a double flute? Woman fault.
I don't know.
He was a great rapper until he got with that mythical body.
He's still great. Number one.
Yeah, I can't do that. He's still got a hot 16 in him at his drop of a dime.
I love your mythical box.
You're subjecting a woman to just...
I love your mythical box.
Stop it.
What?
I said stop.
I said I love it. How can you deny love?
You're
sleepless in Seattle.
Stop. You're objectifying.
I'm sorry. I don't want to objectify women. But y'all do deserve some blame.
Yes, you do.
Why can't y'all take blame? If y'all want to be evil, why can't y'all take blame?
If she went up there and hit somebody in the face, then she could take the blame.
So the person who orders the hit doesn't get any blame?
She didn't
You
That's what I was about to say.
I don't even know the movie. You know the movie, Blur? Because I don't know the movie.
Few Good Men. Yeah.
You're being ridiculous.
No, he right on this one. I mean, we all knew what that look meant. She knew what kind of mental state her husband was in. She knew what their recent history was going on. And, I mean, yeah, if anybody knew, she knew. And she knew by giving that look, she knew what that meant. That was ordering the hit.
She ordered the code red, yo. Why can't y'all take responsibility? What's up with you women, yo? Why, y'all not strong enough? Men take World War II? Look, I'm not even talking about the biggest atrocities in the world. World War II, the biggest atrocities. World War II, men. World War I, men. Spanish-American War is kind of women, but I mean, we had that conversation the other day. American Revolution, men.
We're not talking about friggin' wars, man.
Will Smith.
This
woman,
this
it's not that big of a deal.
What are you talking about? Move on.
Accept some responsibility.
Ridiculous.
Feminism. Accept some responsibility.
Ridiculous, man. Take your own responsibility.
Yes, Jada should take her responsibility.
No.
She
will.
All right, so we're done.
You're unstable. All right. Get your life together.
So Black Supreme Court Justice, congratulations. Kentaji Brown Jackson, KBJ, the notorious KBJ. Ooh, she's a Russian spy. Ain't that what the KBJ is?
KGB.
All right, it was close.
Did you really think that matters?
Look, I mean, she's black, so Russians don't like black people.
Do you know that?
I thought that was like, I thought they were like the other side of the Nazis. I thought that's why them and the Nazis were cool. Until the Nazis tried to invade Russia in the middle of the winter, which is just stupid. That's why you shouldn't do cocaine. We were watching the National Geographic show, and it was talking about how Hitler was on drugs the whole time during World War II. He became a meth addict. We can get to that story a whole nother day. Yeah, congratulations. Is it a big deal? New York, New York, is it a big deal that we got another Supreme Court Justice Mayor that's black?
I mean, shout out to her. Shout out to her. I can't take that away from her. Shout out to her. Congratulations. You up?
Blur, let me go to DJ C. Siren first, because Blur, I know you have good thoughts on it because you're in the industry. DJ C. Siren, is this a big deal?
I don't have good thoughts.
No, see? That's why y'all shouldn't be president.
I don't have good thoughts. I can't go last.
Y'all would definitely push the button.
Stop. Big deal, I don't know. You really have to go into what you mean by a big deal. Yes, it's a big deal. This is history making.
Is it? We already got somebody black in there.
Black woman. They're all men, and look at the one. Look at the one on there now.
Look, I didn't even count him as black. You're talking to the wrong one. I kicked him out the barbecue a long time ago.
But,
I'm a fan of Eminem.
But in terms of course, the ratio of conservative to quote-unquote liberal judges and what's about to happen with Roe v. Wade and what's planning to happen with these states and abortion rights and women's welfare and health, We need a couple more out. But no, so
yeah, people are so disappointed Clarence ain't died. We were so sad.
I won't say disappointed. But
yeah, people were sad, you know? Like, people don't want to be real. People are sad Clarence ain't dying, right? That's sad.
So we know that, you know, the balance is still very conservative, and for, you know, you people who like that, then, you know, it's not changing much, but which still begs to differ why Republicans were so against someone who was qualified and didn't really have any real reason to be against, but we won't get into that. But, yeah, so...
Well, you know the reason why. It's just gang wars. It doesn't have to do with
accomplishment. Well, it's just, you know, it's playing the long game. And, you know, what else are they trying to do in terms of...
It's about gay people. It's about women.
Yeah.
Gay people and women's rights are the big issues.
Oh, and critical race. They don't try to put something but with black people in there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, well, they're soon to be doing is it Harvard or Yale, about the affirmative action cases. Judge Brown is saying, or I'm sorry, Justice Brown is now going to recuse herself, which I feel like she shouldn't have to, because none of the other judges recuse themselves about stuff that was questionable. But she is on the board of, you know, the educational board of the school, so she's recusing herself, but that's coming up. So, I mean, it's just getting back to where... the people that was like the founders of this country will be more comfortable.
Yeah. Blur, what you got, man?
Big deal is hard to say. I don't know if it's a big deal. It's a deal. I'll put it that way. It's nice, though. Representation matters. I do believe representation matters. And so it's good that you can look up the Supreme Court justices of the United States and finally see a black woman on there. I think that is kind of a big deal. Does it kind of just check a box? Yes, but it checks a box in the right way, if that's a thing. Like, yeah, he elected her because she was a black woman, but she's a qualified black woman. So it's not like, hey, she just has to be a black woman and that's it. Nah, he got somebody who's going to do the job, going to do the job right. So she checks all the boxes, not just the two of being a black woman. So I think that is a deal. A deal. We can look up a picture of the Supreme Court Justice of America and see a black woman on it. Finally, I think that means something. I think it's weird that people keep saying Joe Biden has a type. Black women married to white men. I think that's there might be something to it. Yeah. There might be something to that. As far as like...
Oh.
So there might be something to that. Yeah, I mean there might be something to that as far as, hey, do you have to fit a certain type to really ascend in this country? Which, you know what, baby steps are still steps. I mean, we got Kamala, we got Kentaji, so you know we stepping. Maybe the next one it won't be a black woman married to a black man. Maybe we'll see. But no, it's a deal. It's a deal, so I'm with it.
We lost another one, huh? These white dudes be snatching up our black queens. Shout out to all you white dudes out here making black babies, because that's the thing. We don't give white people enough credit for when they start sleeping with black people. Their kids don't come out white. Like, they giving it up. Some of them pass. I got family that passes. But they giving it all up. And I appreciate it.
I mean,
y'all.
Look at Logic, the rapper Logic. I mean, if he don't tell you he black, you will swear that's just a 100% Caucasian man. I mean, he ain't gonna miss the opportunity to tell you that he's mixed, but yeah. Let him know he definitely can pass with some white privilege.
Have we confirmed that we saw his dad yet?
I've never seen him, but I don't think you can carry – maybe you can't keep a lie alive that long. But, I mean, at some point, somebody's going to see his dad or have seen his dad. Like, I can't imagine he's been in the industry as long as he has been saying this and no one's ever seen his dad. Somebody somewhere seen him.
I ain't seen my dad until 10 years ago. You just don't know, and you just don't know. But, you know, I'm with you. I'm surprised that –
Logic looks like a lame boyfriend.
Elaine's boyfriend on Seinfeld, where they thought that he was black and they were disappointed they were just two white couples. I wonder if two white people. I wonder if that dude was really black in real life, though.
I think he
is. If that was just part of the joke.
Yeah.
Hey, so anybody got left anything? Anybody got anything left on Kentaji Jackson Brown?
I will say this. Not necessarily about Kentaji, but... If anybody, I swore, like, I brought up that, hey, we might need to do the Weekend at Bernie's for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm almost certain that the Republicans, they are not above doing a weekend at Bernie's for Clarence Thomas. I don't think they're going to let this man. I don't think they're going to let this man go into a coma. They're going to let him do nothing. Because he don't talk, like, he doesn't go on the record talking at all. So all his all the opinions can only be, you can only read them. So they're going to, I mean, they're going to copy and paste this thing together until they got another Republican in office.
Yeah, I believe it. All right, so what else we got? We got about 40 minutes left. I don't want to hog the show. Let me see if y'all got any other topics. But my quick question is, are y'all surprised that Chick-fil-A has the greatest ice in the world? If you've never had Chick-fil-A ice, just understand it's the best ice ever. So, DJ C-Sound, are you surprised that Chick-fil-A has solved the ice? Like, why aren't all ice machines made from Chick-fil-A ice?
I hate to be, like, the contrarian. I mean, it's not that great. Everyone loves Pebble ice. It's not, like, I don't get enough tea. They put too much in there. Do you need to put that much of it in there to keep the ice tea cold?
Quantity is different than quality. I agree with you. They put too much ice in it, but that doesn't mean that the ice isn't great.
Well, why is it any better than anyone else's ice? Unless you chew ice. And I don't chew ice like that.
But it's the best chewable ice ever.
It don't impress me much.
Okay. New York, what you think about Chick-fil-A ice?
I mean, that definitely explains why they fill my lemonade up to the brim with that shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's way too much ice. But, yeah, I never ate ice. I'm scared to eat ice from restaurants, knowing what they do to the ice in the back. Like, nah, I can't do it. So I never tried Chick-fil-A, but, yeah, nah. Tell them to hold off on that ice. It's a little bit too much in the bevs.
You don't want to know what they do with the ice machines in restaurants. I've seen them. I got told to clean one out, and I looked at that joint. I said, I'm not cleaning this joint now. I just drained that joint and then plugged it back up. Blur, what you think of Chick-fil-A ice?
Now, I got to say this with a caveat first, because not a fan of Chick-fil-A. And in any way, I don't like their chicken. I think they're overpriced. And to be honest, this is the first thing I'm ever hearing about Chick-fil-A having that fire ice. Like, I mean, it's just, nah, when I do go there, I'm agree like DJ T. Sired in New York. They put too much ice. But, nah, their ice ain't never been that special to me. I will say this, Sonic ice is like, and again, I'm not a fan of anybody ice. Ice is just ice, but Sonic sells their ice by the bag. Like, you can go to Sonic and order a bag of ice.
So you could do that at Chick-fil-A, too.
Oh, see, I know that. Again, I'm not a Chick-fil-A fan, but I just figured enough people were going to Sonic asking for just ice, so they decided to make money off it.
It's the best ice out there, yo.
So do Chick-fil-A or do Sonic? Who got the best ice?
Oh, man, I think it's the same company that provides the ice. Whatever ice machines they got, it's the same thing. I don't think there's a difference. I don't understand how you get a bag of ice home without it melting.
Don't go far. I mean, it's a whole 5-pound bag. The whole thing ain't going to melt. It's that, if any of it, depending on how close you live.
All right. Well, that I just wanted to
I'm going
to
say this.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna vote for Chick-fil-A on that because I'm mad that Sonic don't sell fries when you try to order through them for Dash, the DoorDash. You know what I mean? I don't know why they don't put fries on the menu when they clearly serve fries on DoorDash. So Chick-fil-A got the best ice until they get it together.
Wait, hold up. You got to break that down. So wait, you can order food and you can't get fries with it?
Yes, you can order everything off the menu from Sonic on DoorDash, but they do not sell fries on there. You got to actually go to the actual – you got to go to an actual restaurant and then order your fries. Crazy.
All Okay. All right.
Yeah, I've never heard of such a thing. That makes no sense.
Yes, it's a little wild. All right, but that's what I have for that conversation. Blur, is there anything you want to talk about tonight? We've got about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to share this story with y'all because I know I feel like I'm right on the board. I'm right in the middle between like conservative and right wing when it comes to most things. Like Chris Rock said, on some things I'm liberal, on some things I'm conservative. But I find myself every time I hear something kind of siding with the Republicans. Like, yeah, I kind of get that. Like the story I heard recently. So it's a police chief. I forgot where it's at. Somewhere in the Midwest, I think. But apparently they discovered through research that women make better police officers than men. So they are hiring a multitude of trying to have more women on the police force than men. Apparently they're better problem solvers. They help out. They're better at handling, searches and, I don't know, all this other stuff they listed about women being better police officers than men. My first thought, I was like, all right. Now, granted, I grew up in a house. My mother, she wasn't a police officer, but she was a correction officer and then a parole officer. So I've seen women in uniform, badges, and guns, like, almost my entire life. Totally get that. There are women who want to be cops. Is it enough to make a police force that's 3-1 women to men, which I think was the goal? And then I was like, yo, I ain't going front. I respect women. I think they could do just about most things men could do, except for maybe make the NBA. Man, wherever they at, crime is going to go up. Wherever that police department is at, where it's 3-1 women to men on the police force, crime going up.
See, I don't agree at all, because I think most police encounters can be solved with a simple conversation, and I think women are better at that. There are, I mean, now, if you're talking about a shootout or a tussle, then yeah, man's probably going to fare better. But most police encounters aren't like that, and I think most women are more level-headed than men. And I think that
agree with that.
So I think that the amount of times that things become escalated because men are idiots will undoubtedly drop. There's more women on the force because a woman like, all right, yo. Or a guy, like a woman like, yo, stop bullshitting. And a guy like, all right, come on, shorty. Like, let me holler at you real. Where is a dude police officer, be like, yo, what the fuck's going on? The guy like, yo, why are you fucking talking to me like that? And now it comes that testosterone and fight. I think that more women police officers would help the community out better. This is one of the things that I'll give to women. I think they are better at handling day-to-day situations with men better than men are handling it.
I got a rebuttal, but I want to hear from New York and DJ C. Siren before I rebut.
DJ C. Siren, you got anything on women police officers or you don't care?
Don't be necessary, please. I just don't have really thought about it or really didn't really think. I don't know if I really agree with it, with the force. I mean, I'm assuming that it's not 50-50 at this point, so I don't know about maybe it being 2-1. What was it? What was the ratio?
One out of three.
Can we at least try 50-50? See how that goes? Like, I mean, increasing women on the force?
I just don't think there's that many women that want to be the force. I mean, because think about it. If you want to be a police officer, you're probably a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to be that person. You're probably, like, if you want to reside over people, you're probably a dickhead. I feel the same thing about judges, too. Shout out to Judge Conchata Jackson Brown. Like, if your whole – there's one thing – there's very few people who say, I just want to preserve justice. Most people want the power, and that's probably because they're dickheads.
Yeah, so, I mean, so, not quite sure if it's a great idea. I don't think it's a bad idea. I just don't. I don't know if saying that because you're a woman, you're not necessarily going to be as good as a police officer. And I don't think saying that if you are a woman, you'll be that much better.
I mean, labeling things just a woman and man is just way too surface.
Yeah.
There's so many things that go into it. What you got, New York, New York?
Hey, I really haven't even given any thought. But y'all, you know, I mean, shout out to the woman in the police force for real.
Yeah, I mean, I got a bunch of police folks in my family, and you know, they're all cool. But
see, this is what I'm saying. So I actually agree that yeah, they're better at de-escalation, which I think is one of the things they said in the article. Well, I would 100% agree with that. Yeah, because women talk to people better than men do. And when a man is dealing with a woman, their ego isn't going to come into play, and I think they'll talk nicer because I think that's just the way we are genetically. So, yeah, when it comes to de-escalation, a woman will definitely, I think, handle it better than a man. That said, if I am a criminal, if I'm thinking of robbing a bank, if I'm thinking of doing something illegal in most cases, I think I'm going to try it in, I don't know, the police, county, district, or whatever, where it's more women than men. Because I think I have a higher likelihood of getting away, because I don't think they're running me down. If they're running me down, I think I'm running them over.
If you Ryan Coogler, are you going to pick the women district?
Yeah, matter of fact, because I bet you they wouldn't pull the gun out on him, and he would have felt a lot better talking to a bunch of women than a bunch of men. So, yeah, but if I'm robbing a bank, if I'm doing anything, I'm going to do it where it's more women than men.
But why? They got guns, too. Like, this is...
Yeah, but they're less physically, like,
where
if we get into a tussle, I'm getting away. If we get into a tussle with a female cop, I'm getting away.
Cool, but what if she shoots you? Because, like, I can understand if we're talking about Europe, where, you know, most European countries, the police officers don't carry guns. They just got batons. And they be out there just tussling. Like, you just got to know how to fight. And that's why, like, when I was ready to get arrested in France and DJC Sion was like, I'm going to leave you here. Like, I really didn't want no problems because when the policemen walked over to me, most people have a general fear of me because I'm so big and I'm so black. Police officers in the airport did not speak English, and they looked like they was waiting for the action. And I was like, you know what, let me just go away, go with my wife and walk away, because they didn't have a problem with approaching me at all. So when you're in European countries and you don't have guns and you gotta fight, I get it. But this America, Jack, no woman will shoot you.
Whenever you're doing something, you're going to take into consideration that the police have guns. Yes, that's absolutely right. The police have guns. Maybe I have a gun too, possibly. But if I'm going to do something, I know all police have guns, but I know at this one police district, it's mostly women who have guns. So, hey, after the guns, they all equal when it gets to the guns, cool. The next thing to consider, tussling it out or whatever, hey, it's going to be a lot easier to do that here than it is over there.
But there is no tussling if they have guns. Why is that even coming into your equation? Women can squeeze a trigger to death.
It happens all the time. You see cops getting knocked out. You see cops fighting. They all got guns, but, hey, it gets down to the tussle sometimes.
I ain't seen a woman.
Now, if
you're
saying women are more likely to shoot first than get into a tussle, maybe that's one thing, but I don't know if that's true.
I haven't seen a woman police officer get knocked out in a long time. I've seen a lot of viral videos. Oh, that's what Ari Lennox looks like. Look, it's amazing when you listen to like new music. I'm a big fan of listening to like a lot of new music, but I never look up who these people are. And when I finally see them on videos, I'm always shocked at what they look like. I'm sure there has been a woman police officer that got knocked out, but I don't know how often it is compared to male police officers. Because I feel like if a woman police officer feels like she's in danger from a man, she's going to shoot.
And again, I guess it comes down to that situation. If you're going to say they're going to shoot faster than a man will shoot, maybe. And I don't think you see as many videos of women getting into tussles because there's fewer police cops. And again, they're probably better at de-escalating. So I think in situations where men will escalate and buck up to another man, they won't do that to a woman. But I'm talking specifically for the dudes who are looking. They're going into the situation knowing that, hey, I'm going to rob this bank. I'm going to attempt this kidnapping. I'm going to, I don't know, whatever I'm about to do criminally. They know they're about to get into it. They're going into it knowing they're about to commit this crime. Yeah, I'm more likely to try it against a woman than I am against a man.
Why, though, if they all have guns? That's the point that I don't get. Why are you trying women police officers if you know you're going to commit a crime? If you know that in the West, they all still got guns.
Because they all have guns. Like, I'm going to do this. So I'm going to interact with the police. Whoever I come into contact with, you're going to have a gun. Do I want to come in contact with a man with a gun or a woman with a gun? Because they're all going to have guns. And I'm still going to do this. Because I might have a gun too. So after the gun, they're out the equation. Because she got a gun, he got a gun, I got a gun. Cool. We're on even ground. The next thing, he's a man, 6'2", 200. She's a woman, 5'11", 180. I'm whatever I am. I'm going to say I'm taking my chances against the woman than the man.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to dodge the bullet? Are you going to catch the bullet with your teeth? Why are you taking
whatever I'm going to do against the bullet against the man? Whatever I'm going to do against the man's bullet, I'm going to do against the woman's bullet.
You're still going to get shot.
Maybe, but I got a gun too. So whatever situation is where after the guns are taken out of the equation.
Again, I agree. You can still kill a police officer. So why does it matter if it's a male or a girl? Male or a woman?
Because I'm more likely to get away from a woman than I am from a man.
Why? If they have a gun.
You can run faster with a
woman. Look, I know a whole bunch of women that would catch your slow ass.
Not me.
Look, you've been on the show walking to the store for some ice cream. I heard your breathing. You ain't getting away from nobody, my brother.
What's the chick gang? What's the smoking chick from LSU? It better be her. It better be her or one of the Jamaicans.
Bruh, you getting caught?
I know I got a good couple blocks in me. And that's all I need. That's all I need is a good couple blocks, make it around one corner, and I'm gone.
I pray, and I don't really want this to happen because I love you, your family to me. I always pray for your health. But I pray that St. Louis becomes a whole woman police officer, and they start whooping your ass in the street, yo. Like, I hope they stop and frisk you. So we can just have this discussion about how you got whipped, how your ass got whipped walking into your building downtown because they stopped and frisked you.
they're gonna have to de-escalate that one because I'm not getting whooped by a woman. I'm not, and again, I've been whooped by female. Well, I'll say law enforcement because my mom definitely whooped me with that CO belt a couple times. And for y'all who don't know, CO's got the belt. We're like two belts in one. So yeah, it's that outside belt. And then it's that inside belt in case someone get a hold of it. Now, that thing hurt. That hurt like nothing else. So, now I'm traumatized. I ain't letting no woman manhandle me.
Look, I just say I'm all for women because I'm all for more women in the workforce, in the police force. I think it'd be good for – I think more women everywhere is always – and any male-dominated. But, okay – that's a little bit sexist. I think a good mixture is always healthy. I never think a male-dominated industry is great. I don't think a woman-dominated industry is great. I work with a bunch of women. Thank God I'm out the office because it was drama. These women are crazy. Like, we would go to hire people. They would have me on the board. I'm like, yo, please hire another dude. Like, because being an accountant, it's a lot of women in the government accounting agency. And it's just drama. Because women don't like each other. and I don't understand why, but they always root for each other. So I think a good mixture is always good. I think anytime – I think diversity always wins, even though my grandfather thinks diversity is terrible and thinks black people should stay segregated. God rest his soul. All right.
Shout out to HBCUs.
Staying segregated?
Hey, I'm just saying, there's an argument to be made that when we're all educating ourselves by ourselves, had a lot better results than, black people mixed in with the white people getting educated by white people.
Hey, that's true. So my grandfather, I did a whole report on that in high school. And then y'all started a baseball team. Now, look, y'all got all types of white people in HBCUs. So, all right, what else we got? I got on here the Final Four. Anybody want to talk about Kansas winning a national championship? Does anybody care? DJC sign, do you care? North Carolina Duke big matchup. Our Villanova team lost.
Just happy North Carolina lost.
You happy North Carolina lost? So when Duke and North Carolina played, who were you rooting for?
North Carolina.
And then so when North Carolina and Kansas played, you're rooting for?
Yeah.
Even though the Kansas coach got a whole bunch of black coaches locked up?
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I'm sorry.
But it's just,
Kansas coach name is Bill Self. Do you think Bill Self takes selfies?
What the fuck?
Right. New York, did you care about the Final Four?
I actually didn't get to see it. I want to know what day Kansas was down like by a good point deficit, and then they pulled it out. North Carolina, what happened? Because I was out that night.
God, like, what do you people do who don't watch sports? That's why I love New York, New York. He's one of my favorite people to talk to. He's one of my favorite people to listen to because he doesn't do anything I would do except for smoke weed and drink. What were you doing this week? It
was for real. I was out drunk bowling. for real.
You were bowling?
Yeah, with no gutters. With no gutters, y'all mean, we do it with no gutters, for real. If you get a gutter ball, you going to have to hold up to it. But, yeah, I was drunk bowling that night.
Y'all had the bumpers, yo?
Nah, we don't do that. Whoever get a gutter, you going to have to own up to it. And the whole crowd going to watch you get a gutter. Everybody,
Y'all be really bold. I might throw a gutter ball once or twice until I get my aim together. But
no, we take parlays on how many gutters you're going to throw. So
y'all gambling on people's failures. I like it. See what's wrong with human, Joe? Let me bet on your failures. I love it. All right. Well, New York didn't care.
Man, last time I went bowling, it was you throw a gutter ball, you got push-ups. That was a... Yeah, man, it's got to be something on the line. I guess it's not the same as gambling for somebody's failure, but, yeah, you roll a gutter ball, get down. Get those push-ups popping.
See, I be drinking too much when I'm bowling to be doing push-ups. Like, if we're going to work out, let's just go to the gym. But if I'm going to go bowling because we just hanging out tonight, let me just drink and enjoy myself.
Nah, man, you roll a gutter ball, get sweaty. It's time for you to get sweaty, man. Go ahead and get down there. Break a sweat. Apparently, you got to warm up.
I'm fat, yo. I sweat by nature, yo. So, did you watch any of the games this weekend?
Yeah, man. I didn't. I caught some of the championship. I didn't catch all of it, but I caught some of the championship because I thought it was over. I didn't even go front. I was actually going for UNC, not for any particular reason. I kind of grew up liking two teams. I liked Kansas for a little while, and. Once Villanova was out, because that's the team I was going for, just home team, I was like, all right, let's go for UNC. Definitely whoever, I just wanted Duke to lose, so that was cool. And then when UNC was up, I was like, oh, this is a wrap. They got this in the bag, but apparently Bill Self knew what he was doing. I mean, man know how to coach, apparently.
It was interesting. It was interesting to see so many people hate. Like, I've always been amazed at how many people hate Duke. Like, I get it. They're the white team. They kind of bucked against the black team. But Coach K came around. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to give white people time to come around. Coach K thought about, hey, I only need the certain type of black people. You know, just like Biden likes a certain type of black people. Coach K was the same way. And then he realized, nah, I need to open my eyes up, right? But I'm always amazed at how, you know, people hate Duke when it seems like it's always been, you know, just a good school. But I've never, like, I've been down there drinking, but I've never spent time at the university. So I don't know how comfortable. I've spent time in the South since leaving Jersey. There are places I wasn't comfortable in. I don't know how comfortable it is for black people at Duke versus UNC. But, I mean, black people keep going there. We had a girl from our high school go down there. I haven't heard any bad issues. I got a buddy of mine who we've gotten pretty cool with, who went to UNC and played for the Tar Heels and played basketball for the Tar Heels. So I was rooting for him to get the championship because he's a cool guy and our sons are real cool. But other than that, I just wanted to see a good game. But I was rooting against Kansas simply because Bill Self got assistant black coaches thrown in jail.
He wasn't the only one, though.
No, I mean, I'll root against Rick Pitino, too. Like, if you got all this power for people to get off you, don't let people under you go to jail. Like, you know what it is. Like, pay what you got to pay so cats ain't got to go to jail.
But ain't that kind of the case, though, always? Isn't that, like, kind of the case always, though? Like, National Treasure. Dude kept telling Nicholas Cage, yo, somebody got to go to jail. So, like, they tell everybody, yo, you in the car, it's a gun in the car, it's for y'all, it's only one gun. Somebody going to jail. Y'all figure it out. I mean,
I get that.
Somebody's got to go to jail.
I get that when all four people in the car aren't at the same, are all at the same income and level. When one of you is rich, and like, what did Nas say about Puffy? I didn't like how Puffy did Shine with different lawyers. It's the same thing Puff said. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, you got enough money to get us both off. Or at least, like, me not in jail. Like, spend the money. Like, even if it tarnishes your image a little bit, you, Rick Pitino, you, Bill Self, have enough money to make sure I don't end up in jail because you know I'm just doing what you need to get talent. Like,
they have enough money to make sure nobody goes to jail?
Absolutely.
Because, like, the FBI was making a case. Like, But this was a pretty big case. Like, the FBI was on it. In fact, they was going after Rick Pitino. Like, that was their big fish. So after they come out with press conferences, they go on TV, like, yo, we got your playbook. We know what you've been doing. We're coming after you. Like, they were talking about head coaches.
Did Rick go to jail?
No. But I'm just saying, like, the price goes up a lot. Maybe it goes up a lot, if at all.
And pay the money. Even if you gotta get rid of a house, even if you gotta tell the wife we ain't going to the Maldives this year. It's only because I've been a supervisor before, I've worked for people before. I understand you got to take care of the head person in charge. But look, if the head person has an opportunity to make sure that all of us, like if we all know what the deal was, because that's the thing. It'd be one thing if Bill Self and Rick Pitino didn't know what was going on. We've heard all these stories. We know what went on. We know these dudes know what went on. You spend whatever you got to spend to keep your people out of trouble, out of jail.
And see, I'm saying, I don't know, because, like, after, like, this is the FBI. The FBI come out, like, they're going to send somebody to jail. They had press conferences. They had all of this displays and the whiteboard and the poster boards up with the pictures and everything and the money. Like, they made a big presentation. I don't think they're going to just walk away and not nobody do no time, and they just walk away with they tell between their legs, like, oh, we had this big presentation. We made this big deal, and we couldn't get nobody? We couldn't get a single person after all this big pomp and circumstance that we did?
Nah, you get restitution. You ain't got to go to jail, but you got to pay for it. You can get restitution. They can get money back put into the account. You got just got to be willing to pay it. Somebody got to go to jail.
Had to go to jail. Now, if Bill Self and Rick Pitino, if they not looking out for the people who got locked up, who did the time, who took the charge, then yes, fuck them. But I think I think it's kind of like, I mean, standard operating procedure. Like, yo, the big dog who got the money, who got the mail ticket, who going to continue to get multi-million dollar contracts, we going to let you stay free and keep getting these checks. But you remember who helped you out get there. And so take care of the family. Take care of me. I'll be out in a year, 2 years. I want another job. I need my family taken care of. Like, well, yeah, we got to make this work for the team.
If that happened, I would be okay with them going to jail. But one of the guys who went to jail for Rick Pitino was like, yeah, Rick ain't never called him. He was trying to call Rick like, yo, you knew what was going on and all this stuff. And Rick completely, Rick testified against him, said he didn't know him, said he had a personal number, personal texts. They removed the texts from the court case. And Rick just basically ignored him, act like it never happened.
If the check clears, are we still cool? Like, we ain't got to talk, but if the check clear, because, I mean, all things considered, yeah, you went to jail. Thank you for taking the charge, but I don't know who still watches. Like, they might still have their phones tapped. So from now on, two shifts in the night, man, to check the direct deposit going to hit. That's all you need to know.
Well, he out of jail, and Rick still ain't talking to him, so I'm assuming that the check ain't clear. But I'll never be okay with a organization that profits off of black bodies that don't get paid, that people found a way to pay them illegally, and only black people went to jail because of it, while all the white people are ahead of it. I just personally don't feel comfortable rooting for any people at the top of that pyramid, basically.
Well, I think we need to change the people at the top. I do think we need to have more black coaches. But I think it's more just, hey, the head coach is going to be protected. We're going to let some of these assistants go.
Then they're going to go to jail. Look, DJ C-Side just woke up. DJ C-Side woke up and started talking. Hey, did y'all see that viral video of that lady talking about she had just got dental work and her boyfriend was in there? It might have been staged. You never know what's real on that internet. And she was talking about how that she was mad because he was the ugly friend out of the crew, but his best friend, when he'd be wearing gray shorts, she'd be loving it, and that don't go through her phone because she got niggas on deck. It's a great viral video. I don't know if it was set up or not.
Yeah, that's the thing with anything on the internet, man. You be like, I want to laugh, and it still be funny, but at the same time, like, man, this is staged. Like, she had the dentist was looking at homie all crazy and everything, and she started crying a little bit. Like, I got that. I should have waited for your friend. Like, it's funny if it's real, but if it's staged, it's like, all right, man, all right, it's not that funny.
Yeah, because I'm married to my wife. When I got my teeth pulled out, like, she didn't come in the back. She stayed in the waiting room. Why are these people in the actual room with these people?
I do see that a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I do see that a lot where they're recording people right after they get their teeth pulled, but they'd be in the room. I don't know, maybe they're not in there for the procedure and they bring them in like as soon as they're done or whatever, but I do see people recording like they friends. Usually it's a parent and a child, or they be adult children too, but
yeah,
I do see them. I see a lot of videos of that.
See, I got it with my son when my son got you know, gas. I got recordings of him talking crazy, but I'm his father. Like, he's eight. I'm in the room with him. But as an adult, like, when I got my teeth done, they told my wife, yo, sit in the lobby. He'll be done in a couple hours. You got to drive him home. Unless I just don't remember her coming in the back. Pause. But, and I would ask her now, but she's already asleep.
I don't know. Like, I haven't been gassed at the dentist, so I don't know. But I've seen a lot of videos where they like they're clearly not staged. So yeah, they be letting them back.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, it's a funny video. New York, did you see it? New York might be out for the night. All right. So we talked about that. Yo, you care about Tiger Woods? Hey, let me ask you a quick question. You interested in Atlanta final season?
Yeah, man, I'm really excited for it. And it's like a season or two seasons. I think they did two seasons. They're going to break it up. And, like, they recorded two seasons at once. They're going to break it up over, like, a gap. So maybe, like, a season and a half or maybe, like, the final two seasons. But I'm excited for it, man. I think Atlanta has been like a very unique show, different kind of show. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm gonna hate to see it go, but I'm happy to see all these people moving on to, like, I won't say bigger and better things, but moving on to more things.
Have you started watching the new season yet?
Oh yeah, I catch you. Well, you know, I've seen the first two episodes. I haven't seen the third one yet. If it's out, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet because I don't watch it like when it first air. Like, I just catch it when it downloads on my phone.
Yeah, we pod the same time as the show goes on. So what do you think about the first two episodes? We got to keep it quick. New York, if you watch the first two. Go ahead, bro.
Well, I thought it was dope. Like, I mean, there are episodes like the first one where it's like nothing to do with the actual show itself. It's just like a self-contained story. I think those are kind of dope and unique. I don't know if I would have did that with the very first episode of the season, but I liked it. And then the second one, you know, jumping right back into the swing of things, man, that was cool. I like both of them.
Well, the good thing is that it reached back because DJ C. Siren pointed out that she saw something. Of course, everything's on the internet, and they don't forget. If you watch the first episode of season one, he talks about having a dream where he's on a lake fishing with a guy, and people are trying to pull him in. So when he wakes up from that first episode, if you haven't seen it, like, that's the story. And I didn't realize that was, like, a real story, too. I didn't realize that some woman was adopting black kids and then drove off a bridge and killed all of them, which is nuts.
Yeah, it was a lot more kids than that. It was, like, six or eight kids. So, yeah, it was a lot of them. All the things in that episode were real or tied to real things, like the kid getting taken out of school because his grandpa slapped him a couple times in front of the teacher. That really happened. Like, they actually took that shot for shot from the real incident that was caught on camera. Like, even the look of the grandpa, like what he was wearing, all that was real. The Lake Lanier thing, that's a real lake. The white people adopting the black kids, that was real. Like, even the kid hugging the cop. And it was like, yo, like, I need your help. And then the cop thinking something that was up. That was real. It was all taken from real stories. So it was dope. That was a dope self-contained story. Has nothing to do with the show Atlanta itself per se because it doesn't really progress that story in any way. But I like when they just get creative and do stuff like that.
Yeah, I think Gambino's a genius, man. New York, you watch Atlanta?
Yeah, I actually haven't got in, like, this whole week. I've been trying to, like, watch the previous season. I think it was season two, just to get back into the catch up where they left off before I start watching season three. But yeah, that's definitely on the table to watch. But yeah, that show mad interesting. I'm not even gonna hold you. But yeah, I'm definitely it's on my table to watch that new season. I'm glad it's back too.
Yeah, me too. I'm a huge fan of Gambino. I think he's a genius. I think he's one of the best artists of our time. We'll appreciate him probably when he's older, but I think he's one of the GOATs, man. I love everything he does, from his music to his acting, to the shows that he, to the way he just shoots his, like he's perfected awkward. And I appreciate that from him. But hey, man, that's the show tonight. Maybe we'll catch up on Atlanta. Neil, you got to catch up on Atlanta so we can talk about it more next week, because you probably have no idea what we're talking about. But the new episode came out tonight, so we'll probably be watching it sometime this weekend. We are in Kentucky next week, so Blur, keep an eye out, man. I'm going to try to come out and see you. Send me your schedule for next week, man. I'm going to try to come out and see you. If you're not busy Thursday, maybe we can do the show live together next Thursday. But we'll get all that together. So y'all have a good week. Enjoy yourself. And Blur, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Shout out to all the lady cops all over. I mean, don't pull me over. I don't want that. So shout out to them. Shout out to all the people taking the charges so they rich homies can hold it down for them when they get out. Shout out to Donald Glover, man. Awaken My Love, his last album. He did that out of spite because somebody said he couldn't make an album go like a number one album. So he did that album specifically just to show them that, yeah, he could still make a number one album and he could make a classic. And Awaken My Love was the result. I didn't like it, but you know what? I mean, it made him some money. So shout out to him.
Awaken My Love wasn't his last album. It was like 310. It was a bunch of numbers. Which you hated. Because you said they you first got it from an illegal stream and it just kept running. It wouldn't let you skip songs.
Yeah, that's not the one I was talking about. Awaken My Love is the one that they said they didn't think he could do. But yeah, the 315-21, that just says more about me because I didn't like not having control of my music.
Because that's a great album. Great album. Oh, man. New York, what you got?
Look, all I got to say is Gordon Ramsay needs to start policing these people in these cooking videos. I fried chicken before. I haven't got back in the kitchen to fry chicken because I hate the way that my clothes smell after I fried chicken. But just, you know what I mean? Just fried chicken.
You got that crack smell.
They just got fried chicken the great way. You fried chicken the great way. No matter what recipe you got, just fried chicken the great way. Everybody's gonna be happy. Don't just like when Thanksgiving come around. Don't try to experiment with the mac and cheese. Like, don't do it. You know what I mean? Just fry the great way. You know. Other than that, drink your water. Stay safe. And then another thing, I never even knew about putting the water in the scrambled eggs. You know what I mean? Making it fluffy. I'm gonna have to try that. Other than that,
yep.
You know what I mean? Stay safe.
Yo, the shit's crazy.
Nah, I
thought I was going to get a divorce when I saw her put water in the scrambled egg mix. I was like, yo, this can't work out. Yo, this shit's as fluffy as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
this
shit's
that mouth. Go ahead.
No, you good. Other than that, stay safe, you know what I mean? Just stay vigilant, you know what I mean? Even when you were talking about earlier on the public transportation, you know what I mean? Don't have your headphones too loud. Be aware of your surroundings. Other than that, you know what I mean? Stay good. Stay blessed.
All right. Until next week, my brother.